Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
welcome along. This is Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz, and that was Kenny Cox and the Contemporary Jazz Quintet from the album Introducing Kenny Cox on Blue Note Records, recorded in Detroit in 1968, re-recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, produced by Duke Pearson, and on that track, which was called Trance Dance, one of Kenny Cox's tunes, which is actually first recorded by the Jazz Crusaders back in 66. Anyway, it was Charles Moore on trumpet, Leon Henderson, Joe Henderson's younger brother, on tenor saxophone, Kenny Cox on piano, Ron Brooks on bass, and Danny Spencer was playing the drums. Some of the personnel there were instrumental in the development of the short-lived Strata label in Detroit that was to follow in the early 70s. Anyway, we are heading back to 65, and this is Kenny Burrell on guitar, Grady Tate on the drums, and on Verve Records, the one and only Mr. Jimmy Smith. Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep
1989, the sound of trombonist Tyrone Jefferson from his album Free Your Mind. That was a tune called Bianca, and in addition to his trombone, you also heard on there Andre Strobert on the drums, Lonnie Plaxico on bass, M. Fergu on piano, and the congas and percussion were courtesy of Kenyatta, Abdur Rahman and Johnny Griggs. It is time on Spinning Jazz this Sunday morning with me, Pete Evans, for some Sonny Rollins. Thank you.
Thank you.
title track from the album Professor Soul. That was Charles Kynard on organ, Cal Green on guitar, Johnny Kirkwood playing the drums. Came out in 1968 on the Prestige record label, and we're moving to the Blue Note label next. But before we do that, let me just tell you that the track before that was from arguably the finest film soundtrack of all time, Alfie, from 1966. It was Sonny Rollins on Impulse Records, and the tune we heard was He's Younger Than You Are. This is from 65. It is Pete LaRocca's album Basra, the only album he recorded as a leader on Blue Note. And it's a great band. It's Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Steve Coon on the piano, Steve Swallow on bass, and Pete LaRocca at the drums. And I thought I'd play one of Pete's tunes. This is A Can Do. You're listening to Spinning Jazz. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
fabulous Soul Shack album on Prestige Records from 1963. That is the sound of Sonny Stitt on tenor saxophone, Jack McDuff on organ, Leonard Gaskin on bass, and Herbie Lavelle was playing the drums. And that was a tune called For You. And from the 60s to the 50s, and from East Coast soul jazz to West Coast hard bop, we're moving to the contemporary label. This is a UK Vogue pressing of Curtis Counts Group's debut album, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Carl Perkins piano, Curtis Counts on bass, Frank Butler is playing the drums, and this is Jerry Wiggins and Kenny Clark's tune, Sonar.